Yesterday, Dr. Moore recommended that masks be used indoors, but did not mandate. What do you think of that? Should he have mandated it?
I think it's a really good question. And really, you know, he explained quite well what the concerns are this fall with having RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, influenza, both really increasing early and quite strongly, especially in children, along with COVID. It's really, really necessary and important for everyone to mask and follow all the layers of protection that we know worked well during COVID. And so definitely agree, we're aligning with the strong recommendation for masking indoors in public spaces around young children and babies especially, and really for everyone this time around. The messaging is a little bit different. We're really looking to protect those most vulnerable, and we're really looking to protect the healthcare system and the hospital system to ensure that they're able to care for everyone that needs that care.
Do you think it should be mandatory, and would you have the authority to make it mandatory for the Porcupine Health Unit?
Well, I think at this point in time, we're going to be similar with the province and other health units in monitoring closely what's going on. We're really hoping, along with Dr. Moore, that everyone will mask up. It's something that's fairly easy to do. It makes a big difference. And so at this point in time, we'll monitor the numbers closely. And we're really hoping that we'll see more people wear masks indoors in public spaces around the region to protect children and protect our hospitals and really anyone more vulnerable to infections with RSV and influenza.
You mentioned how easy it is to wear a mask, and we should have gotten used to it over the first part of the pandemic. So it shouldn't be a big deal, right?
Well, we know it's hard, right? It is part of a social being to be able to see someone's face, to be able to smile and acknowledge that. And we know that people missed that. And so it's not something that we're looking to going back to permanently. By all means, you know, we are expecting that these numbers will increase. We've already had a very early season for influenza here. We normally don't see it until Christmas or later. We've already had over 20 cases, which is important to note because we only test people that are going into hospital or in long-term care homes. So it's not like something that's tested for everyone that has cold or flu symptoms out in the community. We also know that RSV is increasing pretty significantly across the province already, and we've seen this in other areas of Canada and in other areas around the world, and little ones can get really sick with it. RSV could just be a cold for you or I or other healthy adults, but for little ones, for babies, those under the age of 5, they can actually get quite sick with it. They can get a lot of bronchiolitis, they can get wheezing, they can get pneumonia, and they're ending up in hospitals. And we've heard from children's hospitals across Ontario their concerns and their call to action for people to mask to really protect those children and anyone else who may be vulnerable. And I think it's important to note that the other things that we learned during COVID that worked so well, that's why we didn't see RSV rates that were high. It's why we didn't see influenza rates that were high, that we were doing all these things. We were washing our hands so well and often. We were wiping down commonly touched surfaces. We were masking up and we were staying home when we were sick. And those are the things that will make a difference for us again now. The one important thing to note is that washing down commonly touched surfaces is something that we learned during COVID was important, but then we learned it didn't really last on surfaces incredibly long, which was great news once we were able to establish that. With RSV, however, it does last on surfaces much longer. So getting back to washing down commonly touched surfaces again, really, really important. Same thing with hand washing, masking, monitoring for symptoms, staying home when you're unwell. We all know we're hearing stories of everyone with coughs and colds out in the community and runny noses and sore throats. Just really try and stay away from those that are more vulnerable, little ones, especially, you know, obviously the elderly. And if you are going to be around them, even in social setting, the recommendation is really to mask and try and protect them and keep a bit of a distance as much as possible.
I'm still singing happy birthday every time I wash my hands.
It's helped.
Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
I think the other important thing, obviously, is vaccination. We're really incredibly lucky that COVID vaccine has been proven to keep people out of hospital, to save lives. We have the bivalent boosters that are available, and we're continue to offer clinics. We know they're available in family practice offices. They're available in pharmacies, and they're also available at PHU clinics across the region. We also, another good news story, the influenza vaccine is actually a good match this year. And so really important opportunity to protect against influenza infections and really reduce the risk of hospitalization or severe infections with that. We expect that all these numbers are going to increase, and we know that people are so happy to get back and out in the public and doing things that we love to do. And that's really incredibly important. And now just the extra step of taking some of these measures again so that we can protect one another and protect those that are really at risk of getting sick. So it's not necessarily about one's individual perception of their own risk. It's really looking at how we can protect those that are more vulnerable.